There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody, a mere minutes for a great prize. Henry cooking up something around all that we've talked about today. 855-839-1210. So the city of Philadelphia is sending out, they're called ambassadors. Okay, at least they're doing this. A crew of 300, I believe. Yeah, well, it started yesterday. To literally chop up ice at crosswalks and streets in residential neighborhoods. These are, you know, relatively tough conditions. I think it was around 8 to 9 inches of snow. But we know the temperatures afterward, even though a little bit of thaw yesterday, or was it yesterday, the day before, and today, you know, past the freezing point. But still, I give an F grade to what's going on. Where you are, though, in the suburbs particularly, is there any bright spot where you would say, yeah, they were efficient, they got this done? What's the secret sauce to do this? Philadelphia did not. Most of these blue cities, I mean, New York is a disaster area now. We have people dying that are homeless in the cold. Mondani, the collective warmth is not there. He says they have a right to stay in homeless encampments, which is insanity. Washington reeling from this. At least the city is getting the message maybe a little bit late, which is this is still not satisfactory. We realize the elements are difficult, but you have to go out there. And I don't see Sherelle Parker. You know, the people have to see you. You have to think this is an all-out effort, even if you have to ask for the National Guard or whatever. That's what you do. I don't see that energy in this. Is that unfair? And if you're in the suburbs, haven't traveled in the suburbs that much over the last week or so, but if you have, where would you say they look like they've done a really good job? 855-839-1210. You get on board. One of the all-time Olympic spirit, and I think one of America's great athletes, I'm not sure how many of these Winter Olympics Lindsey Vonn has competed in. It's at least three. I don't know if this is the fourth or not. That's a long time. And downhill skiing, at least when I watch these things, I think you can get up to 70 miles an hour. That does seem to be over the top. I can't believe that you could be doing that, but it is pretty downhill. 70 miles an hour, has a torn ACL, but is still going to compete.
It's the fifth Olympics, by the way.
It's the fifth. Wow. That's even more impressive. And I think That has to be unbelievable to do that. And a torn ACL enabled it. You know, I know the movements are different than running exactly. But still, I think this is admirable. It's unbelievable. I would think almost definitively it's her last Olympics.
Yeah.
And wanting to go out in the way that she would if she were just injured. Again, it brings up to me, and I got another story that intersects with it. It brings up to me how important female sports are and how we don't want some guy competing against Lindsey Vonn, who is a guy, whatever he says, whatever his gender is, et cetera, and beating someone that talented, someone who's last through five Olympics and willing to ski on a torn ACL. Yet, if you put some of the better or even mediocre, I don't know that Lindsey Vonn at her best against men is going to beat them. I'd have to see the times and see it, but I think the odds would be against her because there's all sorts of things that go into this, and strength, testosterone is always one of them. Why in the world are we doing it? Now, the bright light is we just had a case in which both the psychologist or psychiatrist and the doctor who performed so-called gender-affirming care on a minor, a pretty young minor, have lost in court $2 million damages, $2 million. And it was a case where they said, no, they just did not fulfill their medical duties here. This individual now wants to retransfer. And these operations that were done, you can't undo them. They're lifelong. But as soon as I see the Vonn thing, that's where my mind goes into this. And I don't care. We have Pete Buttigieg surfacing, saying that, this is cut three, Henry. Here's Buttigieg, and I may only play a little bit of the beginning. He prattles on. I guess he's running for president again. That he'd be surprised if this is a top three or even a top 10 voter issue in the midterms. Here's Mayor Pete.
You know, I think the president's response would likely be that the Biden era high of inflation was 11%. I brought it down to 2.7%. I have the right solution. There's more work to be done, I imagine, is what he would say. I understand you have a different viewpoint, but you did mention some of these issues playing out, and one of them is the issue of biological men in women's sports. And it's a big issue. In fact, it's one that even Kamala Harris's internal data said moved the electorate by 2.7 percentage points. So where do you come down on that issue, which will no doubt be asked in a presidential debate potentially?
Well, I think approaching an issue like that, the most important thing is to take everyone seriously, take people across the different sides of this issue seriously, whether you're talking about parents who are wondering what this means for fairness for their kids competing, or parents who want to make sure that their kids aren't being discriminated against and get a chance to participate. And, you know, this is going to be different in different cases, right? Middle school is not the same thing as the Olympics. Chess is not the same thing as weightlifting, which is why I think these are decisions that are best not made by politicians. But I also have to tell you, I would be surprised if this is a top three or even a top 10 voter issue in the midterms this year. I know that millions and millions of dollars came from Republican campaigns to put this issue front and center. They might feel that temptation again, even though I think that effort largely fell flat when they tried to change the subject to this from affordability in the elections in late 2025. But to me, at a time when, again, you got energy bills through the roof, the president has failed to do the things he specifically promised to do, like cut energy, cut healthcare prices or premiums or cut grocery prices. And at a time when we have these shocking events in Minnesota, right? When you have...
Okay, Henry, that's enough. We got the core here. Now, let me break this down with Pete. He's a little bit better. And this is what Shapiro is going to do. You notice the word there. Oh, we don't want politicians deciding. The retreat to affordability. We know they're running on one thing, voter turn, and they're smart to do this. Put up on the marquee, affordability. Okay? It's a nice cover, but you've seen, particularly these women in Minnesota and other these crazies, they're running on Trump hatred. Trump's on the ballot. Get your turnout going. Put the mask on of affordability. Not to say that's not an issue, But you heard what the reporter said there. In the internals, in the election of 2024, it moved negatively. 2.7% is a heck of a lot with Kamala Harris. And what this issue does when it comes up organically, can't be your only thing. He's trying to say that's the only thing Republicans have. It takes people who are not paying attention so much to the day-to-day. I've said this many times. And when they see it, and they hear that one party like Mayor Pete is trying to think he's slicker than the room here and get away with it, they want to know, where do I go to vote to stop it? The bathroom thing and all that, you don't see it as clearly. Think of Lindsey Vonn gutting it out. I mean, I like her style. I think she's one of the greats of all time, even though I don't follow the Winter Olympics quite that much. Gutting it out with the torn ACL to compete for the last time. This is what women's sports have become. And you're going to let some cockamamie, mediocre at best idiot in there to run around getting medals and triple jumping and all that nonsense. Why? Because they'll feel bad if they can't. So it's their feelings against what turns us on the sports competition that females are doing. This is just a great example. I don't know how many athletes would decide to, she's had all kinds of knee and all, you know, gut it out in this manner. Maybe some would, it's your last chance. But I think it's a shining example of what women's sports have become, equally as competitive as males in its own way. It's one of the greatest things that's happened over the last 25 or 30 years. And no Mayor Pete thinking his slick or Joshy Shapiro are going to get away with it. So what they'll do is they'll use this line he used there again and again and again. Well, we don't let politicians decide. Oh, really? We have laws. We do laws for everything. Well, what about fair? And then the second argument he tried there is, well, we got two sides here. We want fair competition. This is where they go with this. We want fair competition, but we also want people to be able to participate. So why don't we let people at the local level, quote, the experts, decide this, hoping that they'll find some of these clowns who don't care, as I do, about this. No, no, no. This is too important. You're not getting away with it. Kamala Harris didn't get away with it. You won't get away with it. Josh Shapiro's going to try to get away with it. And again, you have the shining example of Lindsey Vonn competing with a torn ACL. I can't even imagine, even though I know it's not running, this is like Lawrence of Arabia or something. They tie you to a horse. You're going downhill, making your moves. It's still got to be unbelievably painful.
Like when you're going in between the flags during slalom, I mean, that's all you're doing is bending your knees back and forth.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of bending. Yeah, and it's got to be to compete. Aside from the pain, it's got to be a stability thing, too. You know, there's just thinking about it. You want to be as stable as you can because that leads to flexibility. With this, it seems like any move in the moment, you're shot. That's it. You know, you just have to crawl to the finish line. So it's too important. These guys are not going to tell us what's important, what's not. Affordability. We've spoken. But given how bereft they are of any genuine ideas that people are in agreement with, it's smart for them to run on phony affordability, even though they've caused a lot of it, and then ratchet up people to come out and tear these Republicans apart. We can't get a Trump, so we're going to make Jack Cettarelli Hitler. You know, it's that type of thing. Watch for those chords, though. Josh Shapiro thinks about them all the time. And if you hear him say folks and y'all thrown in with it, then you know he's really bobbing and weaving. I'd love to debate him on it anytime, any place. First, they say fairness. You got to take that into account. Then, though, what about then? You heard what he said, too. And he's got a whole rift. Well, middle school isn't the Olympics. Hey, buddy, we're not talking about middle school here. You know it and I know it. We're principally talking about high school, college, or maybe even seventh or eighth grade when it really gets competitive. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, oh, can't you have a co-ed team in pre-K? Of course we know that. You got to jump in at each point. Don't let it pass and lock them down. And Mayor Pete, you're not that slick. You're not going to be president ever. You're not going to be the nominee as I see it. All right. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Let's take let me go to Greg in Georgia here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. So, Greg, I see you told Sean you're expecting 10 million people for the alternate halftime.
I think when I was sitting listening to you, as soon as you asked how many people, you said a million.
Yes.
I immediately went to 5 million. And then listening to your guest, 10 million, I think, is really easy, especially when you have the turning point people. And that's the main group. They've taken off like wildfire. And people are going to be using their phones on it. It's on Twitter, whatever they on those other.
Okay, all right,
not on regular TV.
You're in Georgia, but I got a pizza bet with you. You're willing to say we get 10 million out of this?
Oh, I'm feeling. You know me. I'm usually in the Northeast. I'm Greg from Northeast.
Oh, is that Greg North? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'll deliver. I'll meet you up where you want to eat it in Mount Airy or Chestnut Hill. I'll hand deliver it to you. But absolutely.
I want to get the number. Look, Greg, I can't take that pizza. 10 million. I know we're fired up. You see the means of delivery here, but think about what you're asking people to do. They got to go to this. It's not easy. They can't flip a channel. They got to get their computer or phone even.
Right. I will watch Super only because I'm in a block pool. When the sports has soured me a little bit, I don't have to watch it. So I will watch the Super. I'll be in and out. If it was nicer weather, I'd be playing golf or hitting balls or something. But since it's not, I will watch it because of the block pool end of it. But people are going to be sitting there. They're going to watch both. They're going to want to see even people that are anti other guys. The people that love Bad Bunny are going to be watching it. But then they're going to curiosity. It's going to pique their interest, and they're going to hit it, and they're going to watch it.
I'm hoping that. You got to remember, you know what can happen with this stuff, too? It can crash. That's what I'm afraid of.
Right, because I think it's going to be enormous. I mean, and I don't, I have to say, I don't know anybody other than Kid Rock on that group. I Googled him and listened to him. Not a big country person. But I think it's going to do surprisingly well.
All right.
Can I say one more thing before I give you my side?
Go ahead.
When all this craziness and all these people out there, the rioters and the Antifa and all those people, we should arrest them, right? Or at least put them in. And you know what? Know what kind of punishment they're going to get? We have to give them a shower with shampoo and a toothbrush. Have you seen these people? That will stop this all the way. They will not be riding anymore if they have to get cleaned up.
All right, I got you. The cleanup is 10 million. I got you. What's your side?
My side is it was Laverne and Shirley show. Laverne used to drink mix Pepsi and milk. I was 10 years old when that came on. It used to come on after Happy Days, 8 o'clock Tuesday nights. So I tried that one time, and I vomited. And from that point on, I could never watch the Laverne and Shirley show. So that's she soured me. She drank a thing called Pilk, Pepsi and milk.
Gotcha, Greg from the Northeast. All right, yeah, great caller. 10 million. I'm setting it at 2 here. And we'll have to go through, Monday, we're going to have to go through a whole array of metrics of who knows what and who's claiming what. The NFL will be out there bashing this into the ground through behind the scenes. Goodell will not address it, I'm sure. Will Bad Bunny say anything? I don't think he's going to say something there. You might say, I can't say anything, which is saying something.
Green Day is more likely to say
something. Oh, they will. Yeah, they will. They respect the platform, too. Come on. They're going to. Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, I think we've cleared the decks. It is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. Today we're playing for a $50 gift card to Checkers and Rally's. Hungry Checkers and Rally's, as you covered with this $5 MVP meal deal. Choose from three crave-worthy sandwiches, a savory mushroom Swiss burger, craveable spicy chicken, or more than a quarter pound cheese double plus a value fry, a small soft drink, and a classic apple pie, all for just $5, only at Checkers and Rally's. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So on the side today, we're talking about food faux pas, essentially. And simply put, I'm going to bring you a song from a show that's centered around both food and faith. I want to know the name of the group or the name of the show in which this song hails from.
Okay. Wow, really digging this one out of the archives. We're looking for again.
I mean, this song has been in my head since I was a kid. So it's, and when we were talking about food today, I was like, oh, I got to look this up again. So, yeah, I want to know the name of the show or the group singing this song where the show is primarily focused on food and faith.
Yes, we're looking for a debacle like John Kerry here in Philadelphia. We had a Hill recall or just the foods, the debacle, a pineapple and a pizza. Hit us with that, and you're off with $50 to get a great meal. 855-839-12.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counting anymore?
Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This Memorial Day, save on Serta Perfect Sleeper X at a retailer near you.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue.
Show focused on food and faith, Dom.
Patty in Westboro. All right, Patty, hi. What's your answer?
Is it VeggieTales?
Wow. All right, nice, Patty. I pulled it out of nowhere. Any more background on that?
I mean, they just had great songs like this, okay. You know, throughout all their, you know, straight-to-video release options. And this one stuck in my mind. I mean, it's a show about both food and faith. It's a song about food sung by food. It can't get more food than that.
Maybe the alternate halftime should be cooking up those burgers and having Pepsi. I didn't ask Jack.
I'd love some silly songs with Larry.
I didn't ask Jack Posobiec if they have a sponsor or anything. So far, we haven't heard that because, you know, there's a lot of pressure to stop this, not to even have it come on the way he projected. We don't know about Nicki Minaj. If I had to bet the over and under, I'd say 85-90% Nicki Minaj makes an appearance and sings sort of something, probably with Kid Rock.
I'd go the other way.
Oh, you don't think so?
85-90% is no shot.
Okay, I'll take that. I think she definitely wants to do it. I don't know if they want to do it, but she's all in to do something. He said it would be in a studio. Originally, I had read it would be in a stadium. So we'll see. We'll keep you on that as we head towards Sunday. You heard Greg. That's way out of 10 million. How much is Turning Point? It's a few million people, potentially. Then all these influencers. All right. 10 million people keep both on. I think it's doing it on your phone. Yeah, will it crash? That's always a problem. If it reaches 10 million, that will be very significant, given all the challenges, given what you're up against here. And I don't know what the corporate media, what they'll say about it. Are those numbers that would disturb the NFL or these products and everything around it? Globally, it will do great. This is, you know, that's a number they'll be looking at or trying to sell versus just a domestic audience. Okay, let's go to 855-839-1210. By the way, the Trump administration is withholding all the money that they can, essentially. It's Sean Duffy, Transportation Department. It's in Washington at this point, but it seems to me it'll be across the board for both. In one article, it says speed cameras, but in the other, it says the dreaded red light camera. Can't happen quickly enough. Philadelphia is addicted to this. Jersey, if you remember, had the red light cameras and got rid of them. How many shows have we done? How many times have we gone after them on this that it's ludicrous? Might even cause equal number of accidents, rear-ending people who are saying, nope, I'm not going to try to go through that light, stopping suddenly. The Bermuda Triangle of the Boulevard. And these are the very same people who talk about these things, Democrats, progressives, Brendan Boyle in the Northeast, who don't sign off on the people driving around. City Council let this go, driving while black. It's working its way through Commonwealth Court, the idea that cops shouldn't be stopping people with taillights out, with all kinds of not even license plates or in the wrong place. All that stuff would take a lot of guns. Pat Malloy is an expert on this over in Abington. Guns and drugs off the street. Then they drive into Abington. They do get stopped. All this is principally is a money grab. The worst to avoid. Don't go around City Hall or be very, very careful. You can easily get stuck in that red light camera there. And you look like you can get through, then suddenly you can't. You're stuck. You're going to get the ticket for it. That's what it's about. So the Trump administration with the federal grant money on this, and I don't know how much that helps them, probably a lot, is greatly curtailing this. And the speed camera is the same thing. All this with the Boulevard in Northeast Philadelphia constantly. It is more of a money grab than a safety thing. And I would debate the safety. How many years have we fought this? They keep on adding them. The latest around the Art Museum in Philadelphia now. I don't know if it's like 25 or so that they have up. It's in that ballpark. They'll put 100 up ultimately. How about this? Better at figuring out how to clear the streets. Now, in fairness, I'm going to be interested to see, since yesterday, what these 300 ambassadors do, chopping up ice, etc. And I would say this storm had difficult elements to it. It wasn't just a minor thing. And we've had really cold temperatures. But my God, you just throw up your hands. I forget even how many days we've gone through this. Double figures, I think, now, right? Or is it nine? Is it nine or is it 10, give or take, around there? So we'll see if we have a little bit of snow tonight, which I hope not. You know, really, more of this after we've established everything, getting in and out. Okay, coming to your calls next. Side question today. It's not just food combinations. It's anything associated with food coming off the TV dinner as a debacle. And we had the Hillary one with the Hot Pocket stuff, she said once, or the hot sauce. We had the John Kerry one we put up on YouTube. It was spectacularly a fail that identified who he really was, the effete, French-looking John Kerry. And when that happens, it happened to Dan Quayle, a dope. I mean, what kind of dope tells a seventh-grade kid in Trenton? He whispers to him. You see him on camera. I think you spelled that wrong. Don't you want to put an E up there on potato? And the dopey superintendent said that was the old English spelling of potato. This was, yes, she
anything
did.
Anything to save face, I guess.
Venable. Well, I think she really believed she was there. The whole school district was, I think her name was Venable. And it's one thing if the kid misspelled it, you know, or you think he misspelled, okay, and you let it go or whatever you did. But Quayle tells him to put an added E on there. Suppose the kid had said, no, there's no E on there, buddy.
All time.
On potato. And that was the, I remember when Quayle was nominated, I was just starting to fill in on WWDB. And oh my God, it was on a Sunday afternoon or around the time of the convention. Because the Vietnam War, did he go in the National Guard? He was in Muncie, in Indiana. But then the dumbness came up, deer in the headlights. And it was nuts. It was unrelenting. So I'm equal on this. It's not just Quayle. It's other people that get exposed in this stuff if it goes on long enough. All right, get in. We want to get a winner today. Let's get a really good one on this whole Swanson TV dinner thing. 855-839.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here.
here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Tom Chiodano's show. Welcome in. Noticing on Twitter over the last few hours, once it's been locked in, that we have, at least for now, the people are going to perform at the alternate halftime show. The diminishing of Kid Rock is well underway as the headliner. We'll see how that plays out. I would say it doesn't matter. It's more the feasibility of the army of Turning Point USA and these influencers, maybe even leaving on Bad Bunny, but putting this on too to see what the number is. And that's where the battle will be on Sunday. All right, the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Earl.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I already discussed the history of TV dinners. I don't know if you want me to rehash that story or not.
No, it's okay. I think that's all right. We got it.
Sure. You mentioned the other day about how they're comparing Donald Trump to Francisco Franco, which I find rather ironic when you consider what happened last week when Don Lemon and that group went and stormed into that church and were harassing the members of the church in there. If anybody knows their history regarding the Spanish Civil War, what the communists used to do, besides burning down the churches, is in order to embarrass and humiliate the church, they would actually dig up the corpses of priests and nuns and put them on the sides of the street so that people could spit at them and humiliate the corpses.
All right. Yeah, well, the Franco knowledge doesn't have to be that extensive. I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
And I have to disagree with you. I do love myself a nice cheesesteak hoagie. I mean, it is a Philadelphia Whopper, after all.
Okay. All right, what's your side, Earl?
My side dates back to the year 2000 when Heinz Ketchup decided, you know what, we're not selling enough ketchup. What can we do in order to get children to buy more ketchup? And they came up with the concept of Easy Squirt, which probably gave RFK Jr. an aneurysm. It involved putting large amounts of food coloring in ketchup in order to make it green and purple and pink and orange and teal, because teal is a real appetizing color to have on your French fries. They even tied it in with the movie Shrek to sell the green ketchup. It lasted for about 6 years until the novelty wore off and sales dropped precipitously, and they decided, okay, we're not going to sell this anymore because, you know, people have realized, you know, pink ketchup is, you know, really disgusting.
Thank you, Earl. Yeah, the squeeze bottle, too. Seinfeld the other night, they had that where George And I forget who Seinfeld was giving him details involved with a woman and the squeeze of the ketchup inadvertently across the table. It's a pretty funny scene.
So I love squeeze, the green and the purple ketchup myself.
Okay.
As a young child before I couldn't understand why we couldn't get it at the store anymore. And it was partially because it was discontinued and partially because my parents were like, we're not buying that crap anymore.
Yeah, ketchup is rose vote as a debacle here. The sugar content alone. Oh, yeah.
I love good ketchup. I'm not putting on steak or a lot of other things like some people do.
I just think mustard superior, but in that battle, I guess I don't know which one sells more. Might be hard to figure that out.
Mustard's more limited.
Yeah, it is. It is. Mike in Hamilton. Mike on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Mike.
Hello. And Happy New Year and Happy Groundhog Day.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Now, I got to give you my bona fides first real quick. I live now in central Jersey, but I was born in Philadelphia. I grew up in South Jersey, and a large part of my young life, I worked as a flooring installer in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I had my share of cheesesteaks. And when they would make a cheesesteak, they'd make the meat right as about done. You lay on a few squares of a nice, good quality American cheese, not cheese whiz. Whiz is an abomination.
I hear you at Joey Ventos. I remember the device they had. They put it in there, and it chipped. It actually looked like paint chips when you're pouring it in.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the top of it, yeah. It was a device where they are able to
get the right
squirt
amount.
It out. Yeah, on the cheese. Yeah, it's brutal. If you're eating that,
I do
horrible.
Like cheese whiz on a cheesesteak, though. It's not my preferred option. You know, I like a Cooper Sharp or even an American, but like I do like the occasional cheese whiz.
I'd see it when it's in the back. You know, because of it with Vento, if you were staying around, you had to work. You only had one booth there. It was only small inside the place where you sat down. It could be dignitaries, and you have them up there putting cheese whiz and all.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. All right. And he got fined once when the city was after him for wearing too much jewelry. True story.
Ugh.
Okay. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So the red light cameras, we got 10 million bet from Greg. That is a healthy number. 10 million of anybody not watching the Super Bowl or watching a rival is a huge, huge number. So, you know, in a game that doesn't have necessarily huge national appeal, I don't know the storyline here on either one of these places that people are going to get nuts about. People will be watching to see what happens at halftime. Bad Bunny could draw more simply in the beginning to see what he does. And I think that the opening act is going to be more anti-Trump. You're going to see more of it. Will ICE be there in San Francisco? They say they will be. They will be making arrests, et cetera. We'll see. I think Komen doesn't want another incident.
Were they
going to
arrest
it.
Rich white people? Like, what
well,
is that?
There's all kinds of elements of people they'll be looking for in and around the Super Bowl. They'll do anybody they're targeting, there's a potential around that. That's what they're going to do.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to have much success.
Okay. We'll see. I think that's there. But I think they will be not as public. It'll be more targeted around this, given what's happened already. All right. So 855-839-1210. You jump on board. Hit us on the side. Everything else in play. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is the Dom Giordano Show. One quick note. Matt Rooney and Ed the Trucker hosting today. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, Ed the Trucker Dara hosting with Matt Rooney today. I see that Matt put up on his Twitter that I'm sure they're going to talk about this. John Bramnick who is not even a rhino. I mean, you know, even for a Jersey rhino Republican, he is signing off to join this bill prohibiting law enforcement officers from wearing masks. Think ICE, etc. We know the reason why. We've been through this a million times. Look, there are enough Mikey Sherrills. There are enough people in Jersey that are wrecking the state and will continue to do this. Republicans have one mission, to do the best they can to fight them now and to recruit people and continue to incrementally do something that limits the damage. When you have a guy signing off on this that's a Republican, and I think one of the principal Christie people, Christie to the rescue, I wonder if Governor Christie, he might, who knows? I wonder if the governor, who is as thin-skinned as anybody ever as a public figure, he knows it and I know it, after that way back when to the Obama shootout I have with him, we know that. I wonder if Governor Christie thinks that law enforcement should, in this case ICE we're dealing with, shouldn't be able to mask, okay? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Hit us with something that is a food debacle. Think of the person. Think of the Hill recall we had. I cited John Kerry. The TV dinner invented 1954 on last Sunday. Dan in Richboro, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I don't know how to even combat Greg's call, but I can say if I saw you swallow that raw oyster, I would have vomited. I don't know how anybody can open an oyster, look at that, and go, wow, I think I just flew that out of my nose. Let me eat that now.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It was, there's a dispute. We have the tape, though. Some nibbling of it did go down my gullet. But the Rockefeller oysters were equally not as appetizing. I pretended, but not that good.
God.
Yeah.
They're so good.
That's a good one.
I really come around on oysters. I mean, okay. That could be awesome.
Thank you, Dan, for remembering that incident. Matt Rooney was scarfing him down next to me there. So, Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry, what's yours today?
I haven't had a clam since I was 7 years old. My dad gave me one at the Berlin Farmer's Market. I haven't had one since. It didn't make it down.
Okay.
Anyway, my debacle, a huge debacle, nothing bigger than Cracker Barrel. They changed their menu. They changed the inside of the stores.
That's
they changed
a good one.
The logo. They lost their stock, 30% of their stock. They had to go back and apologize to everything. President Trump told them to go back.
Yeah, but you know, that's a good one. They didn't suffer fatality like Bud Light did. And we said, I got to check because they made the move back pretty quickly. That's a good one. Bill in Bucks. Bill, what's yours?
Well, Happy New Year again there, Dom. Mine is a special faux pas that was made by Mitt Romney in the 2012 presidential election. He went to a Wawa. And he was bewildered by the touchscreen ordering process.
He also called it Wawa's. He called the individual Wawa a Wawa's.
Yes. It was out near Hershey, PA somewhere. I think it was Cornwall.
Well, there was one here closer, too. He did one here, too. And it was and again, whatever Trump's flaws are, Trump never would have looked as out of fish out of water as Mitt Romney did. It was a tell. It was like a potato with quail. Here's this rich guy, Wawa's, he kept on saying, oh, man, look at this in Wawa's. I just ordered this. I don't know if the touchscreen was around 10 or 12 years or 15 by that. Something like that. And the Wawa's thing. Oh, go to Sheetz, Mitt Romney. Come on. That's what you should have done. There was no defense from that. It was the handlers. Who are the handlers of these people? All right, Zenos caps everything off on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Zenos, what do you have?
Happy Groundhog's Day, Dom.
Thank you.
What I have is, when we were younger, we used to go to Florida driving down there. We were in North Carolina. We stopped at this store, you know, to get something to drink, Pepsi. And when we got in there, there was people that would drink half the Pepsi and pour the peanuts, Planters peanuts, in there and drink it with the Pepsi. And you know what, Dom? We tried it, you know, young guys, 18, 19, 20 years old, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
All right, peanuts in the Pepsi. Thank you, Zeno. Sorry, I think we were looking for something that was a debacle, but okay. He's always interesting. Okay, Sean, you were fielding all these. Is one that stuck out to you?
The Pepsi milk seemed to really just...
Okay.
Ooh, because it's instant spoiled milk plus Pepsi.
Yeah. Anybody, though, where a person was involved with the debacle? Any of those contenders?
Where a person
was involved.
Because I liked
the Romney one at the end.
A person was involved in that, right? It was Laverne and Shirley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fictional, but okay.
But, I guess the Romney one for a person.
If you had seen it, you would have gone, oh, my God. You know, didn't anybody brief this guy? All right, Henry, how about yours?
I like the Pilk. I like the Cracker Barrel answer. And I like the Raw Oyster answer. Nice callback. But the one I like the most, Lance in South Philly with the Hillary Clinton hot sauce. I mean,
what a
phony.
Yeah,
that was, yes. And that involved both a person being unauthentic and using something constantly and nobody tell. Yeah, I got to go with Lance on that one. All right, we put Lance into the hat. We got one already for tomorrow. We think it's Heart Month Red. Something red. Be thinking about that. It might make its way onto the front page tomorrow. If you missed it with Jack Posobiec, that'll be up on Twitter, my Twitter and the station's, pretty soon. It gave you a lot of insight to what they're planning to do with the alternative. He's one of the architects. Halftime show. 10 million. Is the figure that's been set, the over and under, way too high. I'll be shocked. If that happens on Monday after Super Bowl, wow, that is a big number. That's hard to do, given all the forces that are against you. All right, Matt Rooney and Ed the Trucker Durr are hosting next from 3 until 6. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Constant updates and everything we've talked about today. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for.
This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.